Did you ever wonder over your cup of morning Joe just who is Joe and how did his name become slang for coffee? We have the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9458. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9458. That's 1-800-951-9458.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 15th, the 167th day of the year. Actor Neil Patrick Harris has a birthday, and country music outlaw Waylon Jennings was born in 1937. Nautical history is where you'll find the answer to today's language mystery. Why do we sometimes call coffee a cup of Joe? One disputed theory is that it comes from Joseph Daniels, a reform-happy Secretary of the Navy in the early 1900s. When daily rations of rum or other strong drink were a seagoing tradition, this Joe decreed that alcohol of any kind were to be abolished from Navy ships. From that point on, the strongest drink to be had was coffee. Sailors, the argument goes, began sarcastically referring to coffee as a cup of Joe. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.